ain't never gonna be the same.
Oh, hello! You caught me singing. Didn't know the mic was on. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Stick 'em up.
Yes, stick 'em up, yeah.
One day removed from the Project Down and Dirty announcement, Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. If you didn't hear yesterday, happening September 28th through the 30th, where each of the shows will split up into teams, be tasked with creating a short film, a comedic short film, 7 to 9 minutes long. And then we will have a premiere on September 30th at Showplace Icon in the West End. It's going to be a ball. So all the info, ticket info, when we release that, will all be coming at you through our app. Download it today. And also on the website, mytalk1071.com.
Cool.
All right.
I'm excited. Not everyone's excited, but we're excited.
You know, I was thinking about it today. Well, Some people aren't as excited as we are. I was thinking about it today, you know, because it's like, it has to, you know, it's a comedy film. It says it right in the bold print.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? That's going to be so great for us, because I feel like no matter what we did, if they said, hey, Donna and Steve and DJ Rock Lobster, make a horror film, we would make it funny.
Right.
That would at least be our intent.
It would be funny whether we thought that was our goal or not. Yes, exactly.
So I think we're going to crush this.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very fun. Do we know where we will be broadcasting from?
Because we obviously got to be working with editors, right? They're not going to teach us how to edit, are they? Maybe they will.
Maybe they will. I don't know.
Maybe. I know a little bit of Final Cut. You know,
well, that's
puts you us... hit Control B, that's going to, I think it splits the video file. And now you've got two pieces. A blade is what that B stands for.
Oh, yeah, there's a blade. There's a B in the Pro Tools I use for audio editing.
Bro.
We got this.
It's going to be great. So anyway, all the details, we announced it yesterday, but you can stay tuned to mytalk1071.com and download the app if you haven't already. Hey, these people who don't have the app, she'll say during a lot of commercial breaks, they're idiots, Steve.
Yeah, that's a direct quote.
You heard it here
it
first.
Is
hey,
not,
guys,
stop
I have to talk to you guys about the Frasier reboot. You know, we were excited about this. We are excited about this.
Yeah, we like that show. Yeah,
long time coming. Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. All of the good vibes. And Frasier is a show that I kind of watched peripherally, and I want to watch it intentionally now that I'm a little bit older. I watched it when I was a kid. You know, that kind of sitcom humor was just a little bit elevated if you were my age when it came out. So I was excited. I want to go back and watch the reruns and then watch this. I saw all the trailer. And I want you to all click on the link, and then I think we can play the whole trailer, okay?
Yeah, hold on. Let's do it all at the same time.
Okay, let's make sure we're not getting punked, because I heard that there was a trailer out there that was a joke.
Okay, so now this could... Well, yeah, that's where the YouTube video is coming through.
Okay.
So maybe this is, because it says parody.
Yeah, that's what I read too. I thought I saw a headline that said like the Frasier trailer that's on the internet right now is not real or something.
Okay, well let's listen to it anyway.
Well, okay, then we got to watch it so that just so you can see how confusing it is if you don't know that going in. Here we go.
Okay.
I've wanted to talk to you about this all week, but
Daphne,
it's about your brother.
What? I saved you. Resurrected you from the ashes. Those people would have killed you. Now you're gonna have to repay me that debt with interest.
He's looking at Niles.
Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs.
My, how everything can change.
And baby, I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. Aww. But I got you.
I showed him a picture of
very
Dad.
Disappointed.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
You don't bring me back what I want. You won't have anything to come back to.
You're dead. Your families are all dead. You and everyone you ever met.
They even showed the dog.
Yeah, Eddie.
Do you understand me?
They're calling again.
This is great.
No, wait.
Okay, wait.
Frasier has left the building.
Let me read the description that's up on YouTube. Dr. Frasier Crane resurfaces after a 20-year absence. But with his return comes a reckoning that will alter not only the lives of those he once loved, but the very foundation of Seattle itself. Emmy Award winner Kelsey Grammer reprises his role, blah, blah, blah. So upon second viewing, here's what I have learned. First of all, very well done.
Very well done.
Second of all, you never see any, it is in fact a parody, you never see any of the actors actually in the same scene. So they used all this footage from other projects that they've done.
Right, right.
They superimposed the dad's picture on the little, what's the Polaroid that they're holding up at one point, blah, right. blah, blah. So anyway, funny parody though, but truly confused me. I'm not ashamed to say it. The first time I watched it, I was like, wait a minute, because it looks so well done. It doesn't look Bush League at
it's
all.
It's really good.
It looks very well done.
That is excellent.
Frankly, it's got me wondering if maybe that's the Frasier reboot that
I
want to see.
You know why? Because think about the, oh my gosh, the Will Smith.
The Bel-Air.
Yeah, because they did a dark thing because somebody did something similar on the internet and then they ran with it and were like, yeah, this is what we're doing. Did that ever air?
Or it did air. I was just going to say, did it suffer from keep my wife's name
out your mouth?
I think people were kind of excited for it and everybody's like, oh, I'd watch that. I'd watch that. And then it came out and everybody's like, nah.
That's too bad.
It's easy to get pumped up on a trailer.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, oh my gosh, mark my calendar. And then guess what? Your calendar is filled with a whole bunch of other stuff by the time that that thing that you thought you were going to be super excited about comes out. Sometimes it can get washed away. So we'll see if we get a real Frasier trailer at any point for the reboot. But I linked it up. It's on the show links page if you want to check it out on the Don and Steve show page. By the way, quick note for all the parents out there. Donna, you can just earmuff this for a moment.
Okay.
But for every parent out there of a little kid who has watched Bluey, you will be happy to know that there are 25 new episodes out for Bluey, Bluey Season 3. It is the show that many people say, it just came out yesterday, I believe, the show that many people say the parents enjoy even more than the kids. They're little, like, seven-minute shorts. It's an Australian cartoon. It's Bluey is like a little preschooler, and it's a family of cartoon dogs, and the stories are so sweet. There are so many sweet and well-done episodes. So anyway, new episodes of Bluey for you parents out there who have been watching the same ones over and over and over again.
That sounded like you were singing the Frasier theme.
Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
We gotta go.
Even how they sampled that song.
Oh,
that
it was so really brilliant. Perfect. Oh,
we've
I
got
love that.
A fantastic Thursday show. We did all our crappy shows at the beginning of the week. This one's going to be good. Throwback Thursday music trivia coming up at 11:30. I'm going to do the 80s for Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Just to take good care of her today.
Thanks, buddy. Boo.
And then we've got college pop culture knowledge at 10:30. When we come back, let's wake our brains up. Where did the idea for electronic ankle bracelets come from? It actually came from somewhere in pop culture. D-Bone McGillicuddy, Donna Valentine herself found this, and we'll share it with the class when we return. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Steve's got some fun facts. Yeah. Things that make you go. Hello.
Where's Steve? I forgot to turn Steve on.
Hey, guys.
Hello. A rough start.
Oh, man.
Pushing the buttons.
All right, well,
guys, remember I just said before the break, hey, we saved all of our crappy shows for the beginning of the week. Today, a great show in store for you. Donna, you should start because you dropped a little something in Things That Make You Go, Huh? Which is always so wonderful and exciting.
Oh, thanks.
And okay. I knew it would be one that had to do with house arrest.
Or criminal activity.
Yeah, right.
Something
right.
dark. If you've ever had a judge slap one of those electronic monitoring bracelets on your ankle.
Yes, queen.
You could thank Spider-Man for that.
Nice. What?
There used to be a Spider-Man comic strip, okay? It ran in newspapers across the country. And in one installment back in 1977, the villain, Kingpin, attaches a monitoring device to Spider-Man's wrist. Well, it just so happens that a New Mexico judge named Jack Love saw it, and he thought, maybe that technology could be used to keep an eye on low-level criminals. So he teams up with an engineer, makes it happen. Judge Love was the first person to wear the device as an experiment. And the rest is history. He said it put him on a short leash. So there you go. You have Spider-Man to thank for the electronic ankle bracelet.
You ever worn one?
Don't worry about it.
Oh,
I could see Donna having been on house arrest at some point. Wonder what puts somebody on house. That's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting thing.
Well,
you know, I guess that's not house arrest, right? I mean, if you have an ankle bracelet, a monitoring device, in theory, you could have a radius, right?
You could go like to your mailbox or your doctor's appointments and things like that. You just have to. I think, now I only know this because I used to date a criminal defense attorney. Thank you.
Whoa. That
started out weird.
Wow.
And they can tell. It'll beep. It'll be like boop, boop, boop. And then you'll get a phone call. But I think it's for people like with DUIs who are repeat offenders. Things like that. Low-level crime, you know. Somebody gets out of jail, but they want to keep an eye on them still.
Interesting.
Slap that on him. Thank you.
A criminal defense attorney you dated, huh?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, really. I once dated a criminal.
defense attorney. I dated a criminal too.
Yeah, I'll do.
What? I'm just trying to balance.
Oh man. Let's see here. I got some for you. Back in 1975, the Washington football team tried to get Andre the Giant to try out to be a defensive lineman, but he turned them down. 7 foot, 500 pounds, I believe, is what the billing for the, at the time, WWF had him listed at. Could you imagine Andre the Giant, a 7-footer?
Wow.
On your defensive line, being the quarterback on the other team, seeing him come at you?
Quarterbacks aren't necessary. They're not usually the big guys, right? Those are like linebackers.
Okay.
Yeah, like quarterback.
Okay, Rocco, what?
He's not, he wasn't trying to be the quarterback, right, Steve? He was going
to
be
the quarterback. He was trying to be the defensive lineman. Can you imagine being the quarterback and Andre the Giant coming at you?
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. It'd be over.
Have you ever seen pictures where, like, he's holding a beer can and it looks like a
thimble?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see I watched the documentary a few years ago now on HBO Max, I think it was.
I think I watched it too.
Andre. I think it was just called Andre. Yeah. Boy, what a terrible! It'd be tough to be 7 foot 500.
Yeah.
Right, the novelty's got to wear off by about the third car you get into.
Yeah,
aren't you just like, okay? Could we please, like Shaq? How do you think Shaq enjoys being as big as he is? Or
no,
if someone said to him, "We can snap our fingers and make you 6 inches shorter just for planes alone," you know, stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure he's in a PJ. Are you with me? Private jet. Sorry, I've flown on one twice.
Same.
Nice. Donna?
Cessna.
Is that like a twin prop situation?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's just, you're just praying. You've just been in the air praying for an hour.
I flew out of Teterboro. And did a thing over, you know, the Twin Towers and with my friend Jack the Whack. Thanks.
Old radio guy.
He
is, right, Donna? You want to do this one?
Just recently retired. No, all right. Here,
Donna and Jack the Whack.
Okay. Right.
Make it a long one, though.
Hey, everybody, it's Donna and Jack the Whack. Good night.
Good night. Chicago. I tell you what, I like I like signing on and signing off all in the same thing. What an efficient show we just had. Hey everybody, good morning. It's John and Steve and good night. That was fun.
Oh my God. It's better than, you know, doing your four hitting the door.
Yes.
This is like doing your 4 seconds.
Yes. I have another one for us here.
Okey-doke.
Baby elephants, did you know this is cute, they suck their trunks for comfort the same way that human babies suck their thumbs.
No, that's so sweet.
You ever seen Dumbo?
Yeah.
Young babies don't develop the reflex
young baby
Young Gravy in the building again.
Hey, Rocco's kid is into Young Gravy.
Yeah, I listened to a lyrics and I was like, no more Young Gravy.
Yeah, Rocco, welcome to the prude aisle, my friend. There's more room on the boat. Come on in.
Young Gravy is pretty funny, though.
Young Babies. Young Baby.
It's young so babies redundant.
Don't develop the reflex to breathe through their mouths until they are 3 or 4 months old.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of young babies, that should say infants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of like old senior citizens.
Right. Oh, okay, bye.
Guess this is it.
All right, this is the end of the road.
In China, Spain, and Greece, people mix their wine with Coca-Cola.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Doesn't it, though?
Yes, que.
All right, guys. Well, hey, when we come back, we got some Pete Davidson news about how he's dealing with the breakup and his encounters with Kanye. I got a question about this information.
I have an answer, too, I think.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into that story next.
Okay, we're back. It's us, Donna and Steve, on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I have a random question for everybody.
Okay.
Do you keep your patio furniture cushions on your furniture all the time, or do only put it out when you've got people over or using it?
I keep it out as much as I can. I only take it in when I know that there's rain in the forecast. But I find that to be a little bit annoying, and so we do have a cover that we are going to start using more. We just use that somewhat infrequently, but that's going to be the better way to go, is the cover.
Okay. So I never knew you weren't supposed to do that. You know, you get this stuff that's supposed to be fade resistant, all weather, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you, if you try to replace cushions, it's a fortune.
This is what my sister just found out. She's going to be texting if she's listening right now.
It's like $400 to replace 2 chair cushions and a tiny little, like, love seat.
Yeah. I know. And at that point, you're like, I'm just going to get a new set.
Right. But it's in such great shape, and it just really irritates me. So today, I saw rain in the forecast. The cushions are on, but I have pillows on them. So I was like, oh, let me bring those pillows in. Like, throw pillows.
Nice, yeah.
That are outdoor, but they're nice, and I don't want them getting, like, soggy and weird and then gross. So I was just wondering, because I didn't know that was a thing. You keep the cushions off unless
you're
using
it. Well, I don't think you keep them. No. Maybe there are 3 options in this debate. One is keep them off unless you use them. The other is keep them on unless there's rain forecast. And the third is just leave them on. And I've just left them on through rain before, for sure. And I think that they're durable and they'll be able to stand up if you have a good quality cushion. But what I don't like, I'm just trying to maximize. I don't want it to rain in the morning, downpour, and then I get home and want to sit down on the patio, but I have to wait out the cushions because the cushions are still wet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I am just surprised by how expensive things are. Like, just the stupidest things. Like, if I want a new mailbox, they're really expensive. It's crazy.
You're in the market. How much does a mailbox go for?
I mean, they could go for, they could go for a lot, but I don't think you could get one for under $150.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is your mailbox attached to your home, or is it on a post in the ground?
Post. Yep.
So you got one of those nice mailboxes.
Not really, no.
It's funny. That seems nicer. But it seems nicer when you have a mailbox on a post in the yard than having it on the house. But the best place to have it is on the house.
You're right, because then you just open the door and go, okay, mail's here.
Yes. We have mail down the road at like a shared situation.
Oh,
you
do? Oh, interesting.
With a key and the whole 9 yards.
Crazy, man. This has been mail talk.
Rocco?
Mail talk.
All right. Rocco, do you not even have mail? Do you not get mail?
I reach right out my door and there it is. Hi, mailbox. I live in the city.
Oh, that's true. How's parking?
Not bad in my area, but yeah, okay. I spent some time in the uptown wedge area.
I bet I was in your neighborhood yesterday.
You might have been.
Here, I'm going to say it off the air, okay?
All right, I'll talk to everybody.
I don't.
We're trying to find out if Donna happened to be right near where Rocco lives. She's explaining it to him in detail.
I don't know where that is, actually.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Well, she's going to try again with another option and find out if she was near.
Wow, she thinks I live in a fancy part of town.
Oh. All right, never mind. All right, so anyway, we digress. Pete Davidson has entered trauma therapy, apparently because of Kanye West in his bullying. So the story is Kim Kardashian is very supportive of Pete going to therapy. It's because he was being bullied by her ex-husband. Kanye has been attacking the comedian online ever since the two started dating. And then when news broke that they broke up, Kanye posted a fake newspaper cover announcing Pete's death, which he has not died, by the way. Then came word that Pete has been in trauma therapy. A source tells Page Six, Kim was very supportive of Pete going to therapy. Kanye was very detrimental. He was posting negative things. Now, at thousands and thousands of comments, someone has to work with you to deal with something like that. He was getting death threats from Kanye fans, and then all this negative attention. And it doesn't feel good for the average person. So add someone who has struggled with mental illness, and it's even worse. So that is the story. What is your question?
Mm-hmm. How does this kind of information get out? How does it get leaked? Who leaks that someone is in therapy?
Kris Jenner.
Yeah, and that's what Lori would say. They say all the news comes from the momager.
Kris Jenner. Every single day, there is some kind of story about any of them in the news, right? It could be like, Kim decided to go blonde. Kanye takes the kids for a walk. It doesn't matter what it is. They just want to be top of mind every day. That's how it gets out, Steve. Sorry.
Why? That's just such a personal thing. So the fact that that would get out so quick is just not
disturbing. Good. Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Thank you.
I don't know.
I don't know, Steve.
What do you want me to do?
Speaking of not good, let's talk about this Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis custody battle.
Okay.
Do you remember when he served her with papers while she was on stage at a film festival?
Yes. Yeah. A guy just like slides a folder to her while she's on mic, and then she looks in and it's custody papers.
Yeah. Well, at the time, Jason Sudeikis claimed that he had nothing to do with how and where she was served. But it sounds like Olivia Wilde does not believe him. There's newly obtained court documents in which Olivia says, oh, it was very much intentional. Jason's actions were clearly intended to threaten me and catch me off guard. He could have served me discreetly, but instead he chose to serve me in the most aggressive manner possible. And then she also said that what he did not did was not in the best interest of their kids. So they have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. And so because of what he did, she decided to file for custody in Los Angeles. He's trying to get custody because he wants the kids to live with him in New York. So this is going to get ugly. Can already predict it. By the way, he has lost his custody petition. A judge ruled that their kid's home state is going to be California.
Oh, boy.
This is not good because...
Think of these kids.
Oh, geez.
You know, you got mom and... I mean, the custody battles are difficult and heart-wrenching for all involved always. I understand that. But think of these kids when you've got two coasts. It's not like are you going to live with dad in Shaska or mom in Chanhassen. It's mom in L.A. or dad in New York. I mean, that's just...
Not only that, but she also wants them to possibly be able to stay with her in London where her boyfriend lives.
And that's also where Jason Sudeikis shoots.
That's true.
Theodore Lasso.
That's true. Theodore Lasso. By the way, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but the... is it Fisher-Price or Play School? That does
Fisher Price. We talked about it yesterday, right?
Did we talk about it? Because I told Steve that we did.
Well, no, remember, I said we talked about it at the very beginning of the show, but then we teased it heavily at the end of the show and did not pay off that tease.
Right. So if you were a fan of Little People, and that was like all of my just young years, preschool years. I loved playing with little people, and they did things like Little People Farmhouse, Little People Houseboat, and mm-hmm. now they're making a Ted Lasso version of Little People, and I think it looks super cute. It's like $40 in case you're interested. Okay, bye.
Wait, is that the end of your story?
Yes.
That was emphatic.
Are you going to watch Ted Lasso still?
Of course, yes.
What do you like about it? I mean, I enjoyed what I've seen.
It's funny. It's winsome. It is it's a sweet show where you have a feeling at
Feel
the
good.
End the good guy is going to win.
Okay.
You know, just find it enjoyable. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the Ted Lasso Little People set right now.
So cute, right?
It's great.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, it's so good.
Because they've got the locker room set.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so good.
That's really great. Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, me too. $40. I mean, that's not so much to ask to spend on my birthday.
Yeah, you're right. We've got a birthday coming up. Yeah, end of the month.
Right. 20 days.
Birthday month.
Okay,
oh, now
so,
we know.
Yeah. So, don't forget the basketball.
Oh, that's right.
And Ted Lasso Little People. Thank you.
Ted Lasso Little People. I love it. She wants it for a show that she, for no apparent reason, quit on.
Yeah,
but
right.
I still watched it and enjoyed it. I just feel like I've seen enough.
We talked about that, too. Like, my wife and I liked season one a lot. We watched a little bit of season two, and we were both like, this is a little kind of, oh, every, it felt like 30 Rock, where every line was a joke, and it was just like, oh, here's
I will
so
say that. There are times when the show feels a little overcooked in the writing department for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And so I jibe with that. I'm feeling you. But yeah, it's just a nice, I feel good when I put it on. But okay, so we've got August 31st, the big day. And we are looking forward to celebrating that.
At the State Fair.
At the State Fair, no less. Rocco, which one are you getting? The Little People set or the basketball? Because it's got to be a good outdoor basketball so that she can just stop by at any outdoor playground.
Yeah, definitely I'll get outdoor basketball.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Make it a good one. Good grip.
Can you get one with like a lobster on it?
Yo, I'm Googling right now.
He'll have one in his cart in like 2 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, there you go. Hey, I saw something and I'd like to say something. If you are a subscriber of Disney Plus, ad-free...
I am.
Bad news for you.
Yes.
Also, 3 Minneapolis beaches are closed due to E. coli contamination. I'll tell you which ones when we come back on My Talk 107. Oh, hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
You know, I saw gas prices at $4.20 yesterday, and I was like, wow, that's high. And now I keep seeing the national average is back under $4.
I believe that gas prices have gone down for about 56 days in a row or something like that. From where they were crazy high. And now they've been going down every day for almost the last 2 months.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay, well, anyway, they're back under four. So there you go. Saw something, saying something.
Donna, thank you so much.
I know. I do it as a public service. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We could hug it out later.
I don't want to.
Okay. Starting December 8th, Disney Plus will show commercials. Unless you want to pay more, which is what, you know, services seem to be doing. Mm-hmm. Subscribers are going to have the choice to stay at $7.99 per month, but will have to endure family-friendly ads. That's called Disney Plus Basic. You sell Basak.
Nice. Anna Delvey. Anna Delvey.
Whatever. If you don't want to watch ads, you'll have to switch to Disney Plus Premium, which is going to cost you $10.99 per month. That's not so bad.
Sign me up for that.
The basic tier will have all the same content as the premium, and there will be 4 minutes worth of ads per hour. That's not so bad. Not everything will have ads, by the way. I mean, it's just 4 minutes worth of ads. So, like, every 15 minutes, you have to sit through a one-minute commercial.
Boy, I pay a little bit extra for that ad-free on Hulu, and I find it well worth it.
Oh, God, Hulu's the worst for commercials.
Hulu, we are the ad tier, so we see the ads on Hulu.
Same.
I have to tell you, though, there's a part of me that's, for instance, when I watch Omit B, sorry, that's only Murders in the Building, I don't even mind the commercials so much. I actually feel like these streamers and how commercials come in, it feels like advertising agencies are getting better, more creative. I watch half of these and I'm kind of into them. Now, the bummer is when you see the same one three times in a show, you know, that's a little bit of a bummer. I love the countdown clock, but I'm also a big fan of figuring out when you want to watch them, when you don't, and where to spend your money. With YouTube, for parents who watch whose kids watch YouTube, I am telling you now, don't make the same mistake that we did. Order the YouTube Premium right now. Increase the value that you get out of it. Get it earlier in your kid's life, because that is money that I feel like is very well spent. Rocco, you're experiencing that same sort of euphoric feeling with Hulu. When you experience it without ads, it's like, wow, look how quick this is going.
Right. Although I've read that, I mean, they told me I have that bundle and they tell me it's going away. I got to look into my options.
The bundle.
It's like Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. And now they're like, sorry, that's no longer a thing unless you want to pay this much.
Mm. What are they going to do? $19.99?
I got to look it up.
Or is that what it is?
Look it up, yeah.
We just finished Obi-Wan, by the way. Yeah. We had finished 5 of the 6 episodes and then sort of got about summer. A month goes by, and I said, why don't we finish Obi-Wan when we did the other night and thought it was quite enjoyable?
My kid doesn't want to watch Star Wars stuff with me. He's like, Dad, that's your thing.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
I know.
We watch, the kids are going through Harry Potter. They're reading a book, and then we'll watch the movie. And so yesterday we watched Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and we did it in the afternoon. And when I got down there, I was feeling pretty tired, a little groggy. And then I go to sit down on the couch, and my daughter has set up a little table in a ticket counter, and she had a ticket for me with my name on it. I was like, here you go, Dad.
Oh, that's adorable.
7-year-old. Yeah, it was cute. It was cute. Can't do anything cute anymore, Donna boy.
I'm sorry, I blew up.
This is the America you asked for.
Guys, I have a confession to make. No matter how hard I try, I'm moving on, by the way. No matter how hard I try, I cannot pronounce the name of that beach in Uptown.
Bede Makaska?
Oh,
is it that one?
How do you say it again? Bede Makaska?
No, Bede Makaska?
Yes, that's okay. Right. Bede. I have to remember. Is Bede.
I agree.
I think it's Bede Makaska. Wait.
It's the spelling that's hard for me.
Spell it.
BDE space, yep. Capital MAKA space, capital SKA.
Bede Makaska.
Thomas Beach.
Go with it.
Bede Makaska, Thomas Beach. 32nd Street Beach and Lake Hiawatha Beach have all been shuttered after workers who test the waters found that bacteria levels exceeded state specified guidelines. So they've also got blue-green algae advisory going on at the Lake Hiawatha Beach. There's E. coli levels at Cedar Lake Point Beach. There's been no illnesses reported, but don't forget E. coli can be real bad and can lead to serious complications.
Here's how I think they should alert people at a beach to E. coli. Stay with me on this.
E. coli.
E. coli.
The Ricola guy comes out with his giant tube and then blows into it. E. coli. And he's there in his old lederhosen or whatever. And it just sort of adds a nice bit of charm to a really dark pronouncement.
That is very funny.
Donna.
E. coli.
Oh, wait. Was that E. coli?
That's how you said it. E. coli.
E. coli. You call it E. coli?
Yes.
Okay, so I think I call it E. coli.
I think you do too.
Do you think that you are right?
I don't know, Rocco.
Rocco,
get the clammy guy on the phone.
E-coli.
Oh, that's right. We were going to start Thesaurus Thursday today.
Right. Can we get it, bro? Down.
I got 35 minutes.
Hey,
to
what's
work
another
on
word for thesaurus? Always wondered.
Donna, my boy, you sound like I was watching a little bit of Rodney Dangerfield this morning.
Hey,
this oh man, I mean,
this is Google.
E. coli.
E. coli.
So I'm right.
No.
E. coli. No.
You're saying,
what did I call it?
You're
E. coli.
Saying, no, you
said E. coli.
You said like E. coli, alkaline, like it's one word. E. coli.
E. coli.
How do you say it, Donna? Hey, tell me about that beach. What did they have?
They had to shut because of E. coli. E. period. Next word, coli.
You know, we had a listener last week who said, emailed in and said, you know what? We got through most of a show without you guys just destroying a word and trying to figure out, drilling down so much deeper than anyone needs you to drill down in the pronunciation, who's right, who's wrong. And then toward the end of the show, we got to it. See, we got it out of the way in hour one. Yeah,
this is the closest I could find on thesaurus.com.
Eclair. Eclair.
Eclair.
By the way, who says Eclair?
Nobody is.
Wow.
Eclair.
It is. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Eclair is the donut.
Yeah, but not according to this.
Eclair.
Eclair. Mm. Huh. It is a donut, right?
Not, yeah, chocolate. It's a pastry. It's
a chocolate eclair.
Yeah, it's a pastry, yeah.
Not a donut. It's a pastry.
It's made with a lot of the
You sure it's not
things.
A donut?
It's not a donut.
That's pretty close
it's
to a donut.
It's not a tumor.